to this because we were selling a beautiful custom-built home in Point Royal, but we had to downsize and for his health. And we thought, oh, this is such a beautiful, quiet, peaceful area up here, and it was close to everything, and it was just what we were looking for. We liked the wildlife. I can see the deer out my back window and the natural surroundings and the peacefulness. Well, then in 2014, I lost my husband, and I live alone. And I am really concerned about the nightly rentals because of the people that come into the neighborhood. I can hear them at the pool, even from my house. And this has kind of changed, this nightly rental, how I feel about my home. These people that come in here, we don't know them, and the sad part is in these homes, there can be, my neighbor across the street was at the pool, and she said there were 18 people, the woman said, that were staying at the house two or three doors from her, and she could hear the noise and the partying when they'd go out on their back porch, and I can hear it. She would also go to the pool. She goes, I don't, but she goes, I wouldn't go because of too many people there, can't get in. And she says she can't even find a place to sit because there's so many people. I gave you that handout, and I want you to go through with you. The first two pages are pictures of some of the things that have transpired. You've seen this before. Some of the pictures, they don't lie. And you have owners and management companies telling you that they only rent to upstanding citizens. And they'll monitor the activities. But once, as was brought out twice tonight, once they get the permit, they don't monitor them. They don't oversee, and they don't make sure that the rules are complied with. As you can see in there, there's four-wheelers, cars parked on the street, laundry hanging over railings, trash in the streets, large boats, and as I mentioned, overcrowding of our pools that we can't even use. And these are only a few things. You can see from the next page that the applicant has owned this property since June of 2017. So why do you add another nightly rental to our community when some of you on here have already agreed that we're at capacity? The single family resident has never been a nightly rental, and we don't need to add another one. This was a nice community until these nightly rentals. And you know what I can't understand? There are so many nightly rentals, Holiday Hills, so many of them. Why do they have to come into our nice homes areas and ruin them? And that's what they're doing. They're ruining them. Then you, in your nightly rental code, you state, and it's what you have it, that residential area have the potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses. Therefore, special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses and will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. And that's what they're doing. They're altering them. Our covenant, I want to state this, that our covenant state, and you've got a copy attached, that no rule shall interfere with the activities carried on within the confines of the dwellings, except it may restrict or prohibit any activities that create monetary costs for the association or other owners that create a danger to the health or safety of the occupants of other units, that generate excessive noise or traffic, that create unsightly conditions visible outside the dwelling, or that create an unreasonable source of annoyance to persons outside the unit.
30 seconds.
Okay. Our area was just bought out. We have a new owner. And it was asked, what are you going to do about nightly rentals? And he said, we will go by the codes. And that's what our covenant says. And I ask you to deny this application because nightly rentals are not compatible in the neighborhood. They're designed for single family use, and nightly rental shares are not allowed under the covenants of Ransom Creek. And we're already oversaturated, and we do not need any more. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Gentlemen.
Good evening.
My name is Ed Fisher. I live at 141 Greystone Drive in the Branson Creek development. My wife and I have lived in Branson Creek for about 7 years now. We chose this area because it was such a beautiful, quiet neighborhood. Since then, things have changed because of the increase in nightly rentals. Several times in the past, when you approved a nightly rental, you said you felt you had to because it had been a nightly rental and you felt it was unfair not to let them continue to rent. 109 Stony Point has never been a nightly rental, so it will not be unfair to deny their request to become one. Ransom Creek is a neighborhood. Nightly rentals are not compatible with our neighborhood, and yet we have around 14 nightly rentals already in our small community. I think we have all been very congenial and cooperative in dealing with the rentals we already have, but we have enough. Please do not allow houses that have never been rentals in the past to become nightly rentals now. We already have increased noise, decreased ability to use our amenities, and decreased safety issues. If you approve 109 Stony Point as a nightly rental, then you set a precedent, and everyone who wants to have a nightly rental in Branson Creek will feel that they deserve to have one also. Please help us to preserve what is left of our neighborhood. More nightly rentals are not compatible. Please, no more nightly rentals. That's all.
Thank you. Next. Any more?
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Judy Ward. And I live at 116 Stony Point Drive, which is four houses. Well, there's two houses in between, and then I'm the fourth house. When purchasing my home in 2010, my now deceased husband, who was a retired real estate broker, asked the appropriate questions about nightly rentals before purchasing this house. And he was told that the only units that would be rented were the ones up by Murder Rock Clubhouse, and that's the building right in front of Murder Rock. That was the only rentals that was going to be in our neighborhood. We have no sidewalks in our subdivision, and our mailboxes are in a central location in the middle of our subdivision. So therefore, a lot of the people walk to get their mail. They also, a lot of people walk our neighborhood for exercise. Being no sidewalks, they have to walk in the street. Everyone is walking in the street. The nightly rental people do not care about who's walking where. They just come speeding through. They don't watch out for anyone. They just go about their business because they're here to have a good time. I'm afraid that someone was going to get injured or killed on our streets because of the nightly rentals. The house that we're talking about is on the corner of Stony Point and Mountain Vista Drive. And if you're walking and if somebody parks in front of that house, the people that are walking will not be able to see a car coming up. That's a hill coming up Mountain View Drive or Mountain Vista Drive. And so it's very dangerous for anybody that's coming, walking around, or if there's a car anywhere around, you have to really watch. So I'm afraid of all the traffic. Since nightly rentals began in Branson Creek, I started locking my doors in the daytime. This is the first time in my life that I have lived behind locked doors. I have lived in 6 other states, and never have I ever had to stay behind closed doors because I was afraid of who was renting in my on my street. And I think this is a sad way to live. We now have 4 nightly rentals on our block, and this would be the 5th. There should be a cap on how many nightly rentals you can have on one street. Please don't approve this nightly rental. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any more signed up to speak?
So my name is Paul Frampton. I live at 198 Stony Point. As the lady before me stated, there's already 20% on that street that's nightly rentals. This would bump it up to 25. It's getting ridiculous. My wife, she talked about locking her doors. I used to do a lot of traveling with VFW and 1st Infantry Division, but I don't anymore. If I do, it's a one-day trip, because she won't stay at home by herself, and I have to have somebody come in and stay with her if I do go. So I have to make it a one-day trip. It's just got out of hand. There's, as she said, too, there's no sidewalks. We have to walk in the street. I walk every day, and I know there's several others that do, too. And it's not safe. You know, the wintertime's not too bad, but summertime when there's rentals all the time, it just... You just will stay home, really. So I hope that you'll deny this section. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any more? Anyone here in favor of the application to speak that signed up?
She's who represented the project the last meeting.
She was?
She was the sister. She's a representative of the project.
If you want to go ahead and come up, please.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
I think there's value in the comments that were made. My name is Gay Lisby, and Joyce is my sister, and I understand neighborhood and we've lived here a very long time. A lot of people who are speaking against nightly rentals are actually here living in our community because they rented nightly for a period of time as they vacationed in our area and fell in love with our area that we grew up in and that we love as well. I think if anyone's qualified to take care of property in the right way that would accommodate all of the views that's been presented tonight would be my brother-in-law and my sister. Not only are they economically able to do that, but obviously they can make these choices as to who is renting the property. One of the values of having someone in there is, of course, we've already hit on that the property is looked after. You don't have a empty piece of property there during a time when it can be undesirable to have empty piece of property. They are on a corner lot, so it does minimize the impact to the idea of people walking on the street.